Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
But I just want to do a check-in. Where are you right now?
Somewhere around Chernobyl. A little bit less than Chernobyl.
Yeah.
More than 3 Mile Island. Devastated. But not devastated completely. I'm reeling.
I feel...
I'm a twist in the wind. Yes.
I feel like I've been gangbanged by about 30 men, and I'm just laying, not in a bed, but more like just on a cement floor covered in silicone.
I can't
feel my feet.
Past the point where you've actually enjoyed it.
Oh, no, that was gone 2 hours ago.
You're just there for a paycheck now.
Love is blind.
Yeah, I hear you. That's where I am right now.
At the cement floor at Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know where you are, I don't blame you. This is Love is Blind, season 3, finale. Yeah. We just watched 4 of the couples kind of reveal, basically.
Y'all, this is an old school show. We're doing this at like 8 o'clock at night. We don't do shows at night anymore.
No.
We're in our 40s. We normally get tired.
Yeah.
We started watching this reunion or finale and realized we've got to talk about this show now. Hey, my head hurts actually. My jaw hurts a little bit.
Yeah,
my eyes feel tight.
This was not a pleasurable experience. But I will say this.
But also it was.
It was, and it was satisfying on a couple of notes.
Yeah.
I still have lots of questions. It's not like the season 2
I was gonna say,
finale, which that was a betrayal. I was betrayed.
You were.
I was betrayed like all of the movies on Lifetime with Meredith Baxter Burney. She was betrayed in each of them.
I wondered when you were going to get there.
Yeah. Especially a woman scorned. That's the best of them.
Y'all, this is it. This is episode 11.
This is
the wedding day.
Next, and we'll have the next. We're putting this out early just because you're going to want to talk about it.
We're
going
to talk
constantly.
You can actually go. We're going to be sure to check our. So we didn't film the whole thing. We filmed.
Some reactions.
Our reactions to the I do's and I don't's. So producer Christina is going to be throwing that up on our TikTok and our Instagram.
I don't think anyone said I don't. I think they said I do not.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I do not. I get they produced because to say I don't, you'd be like, what do they say do?
Yeah.
They say don't.
Also, it sounds like I don't.
Homo say what?
It sounds worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how do we start this?
We start this in that, we'll talk about the overall arc at the end.
What were the highest highs for you?
I mean, Alexa and Brennan.
Alexa and Brennan. Alexa where Brennan. I was thinking before this happened that if she said no, because we thought he was yes.
Well, you...
At the last minute, you thought he was going to say no.
I was worried, yes. You said if she said no, you told me the other day that you would find a very remote cave and hide yourself there for years.
Yeah.
Because love and humanity are dead.
I also was going to sit in the Netflix lobby.
Yes.
And demand to speak to a manager.
You were. That's not going to happen.
Not the producer, but a manager.
Yeah, it could be the custodial manager, just the manager.
I need to tell someone in power how I'm dissatisfied with the product.
Netflix dodged a bullet today, y'all.
That's
the high for Netflix.
You do not want me in your lobby. Let's just say that. I think that was a high note for me.
Yeah.
I thought the ceremony is beautiful. She looked great. I love the Alexa.
Oh, Alexa looked great. Yeah.
Who's she? Indira Gandhi.
Sorry, I am spinning. It's raining in Los Angeles today. We're all out of sorts. We just had...
I'm drinking.
You're drinking. We ordered pizza.
We ordered pizza because I needed to eat my feelings.
We are back to the old roots. Oh,
I'm in a state.
Where we just got drunk watching Riverdale. God, simpler times.
Those were the days.
You know what, actually? This... didn't actually some episodes of Riverdale, not all, made more sense than this did.
I want to say, just to contrast this to the season 2 finale, this led us places that did pay off. It was logical, but it also gave us some surprises. It wasn't a gotcha ending, which I think season 2 was like.
It was. Yeah. I will say.
And yeah, I'm never getting over that.
I will stand by. This is the best season of Love is Blind.
I agree.
This finale,
I'm with you now.
This finale was, y'all are going to be fucking hearing about this for several weeks. This was a great finale. Because a finale should give you strong resolution and satisfaction
some places.
And should leave you, especially because they're having a reunion,
leave
you in this place of what's going to happen at the reunion? Yeah. What's going to be talked about?
Leave you some gag-worthy moments where you were gooped and gagged. We were gooped, mostly during Zenob.
Yeah, that's what we're going to... Let's just... First of all, another high for me. Let's just talk about him. Nancy said, I don't.
Me, that was a big one. No, Nancy said, I do. What's wrong with you?
Nancy said, I do. Bartice, thankfully, the one thing Bartice did right was say, I don't.
Right.
I do not.
If Nancy would have said, I don't, that would have been great.
That would have been great. But she ended up afterwards. It's still, here she was turned down the altar, but God, what a class act, the way she handled that.
Yeah. I was left a little... The response was what I would expect, but it kind of felt, I don't want to read too much into what was happening. It kind of felt like she hadn't really processed yet, and she immediately went to a place of strength.
I think she had to.
Yeah.
Because her family were acting like screaming monkeys in a monkey cage.
They were about to fight him.
I think we get what Nancy's life is like. She's had to control her surroundings.
Yeah,
and we understand why she kind of. I get now why she's so kind of. She's calm.
No,
they're
a soap opera.
They are digging for a spinoff in Netflix called
The Family
Rodriguez,
Nancy.
The Family Rodriguez. I kind of watched that show.
Wow!
Just to see the brother who made it about him.
Yeah, he really did.
He really did. So he said, "I don't." Nancy?
No, I do not.
Or I do not. He said, do you want to talk? And Nancy said, I don't want to talk about this now. And they walk away.
And he looks so smug while he's doing it, too. There's no kind of reflection. It's weird. He kind of steeled himself almost to have like impenetrable Like, because he doesn't do vulnerability.
He doesn't. So as soon as he, I agree with you. I think as soon as he knew he was saying no and he was going to look like an asshole, he immediately went, well, I'm shutting that off. Can't access that now.
And that's the one thing you can't do. And not y'all, her parents' faces, his mother's face.
His dad was crying.
Yeah. And the brother
fix his mother's eyebrows.
The mom is like, she's like, what are we gonna do? What are you gonna do? And the mom went, shh, and he's like, what the fuck are we gonna do now? The brother Steve.
Yeah.
That was the most human and real part of this.
It was kind of like Nancy's family forgot this was a reality show.
Yes, they did.
Where they have to say I do or I don't. That's part of the show, is they do that.
Right.
It's like some people realize that. That's just part of the chance that they, but they were like, you would have thought this was in like a, like St. Mary of Our Faith Catholic Church, yeah, he just turned her down.
They took it very, very seriously, which these are real weddings.
They're real weddings, yeah.
Yeah.
So Nancy and Bartiz kind of stupid-eating you were steal themselves away.
She goes after him.
Here comes Mama.
She's like, Mama, you can't be here. You can't be here. And this is when he goes, come here. And I'm like, get your fucking hands off her.
I was like, stop fucking her, hold her hand.
Can you just, instead of being so like, no, you're going to listen to me. And you're going to listen to me why I told you, why I said no. You're going to listen to me. That's what it felt like to me.
He even said, like, when the mom, Bartiz was like, I'm talking to my fiance right now. I went, No, you're not. She's not your fiance.
I'll explain to you in a minute.
Y'all, if I get up on the altar and you tell me no, guess what? I'm immediately not your fiance.
He's such a fucking punk that he was saying.
He's a punk.
He is saying things. He's so full of himself. And let me be clear about this. He believes that she owes him that she owes him time to explain himself. He believes that and thinks he's earned that. And he doesn't. He has not earned that.
Well, he hasn't earned it, but historically that's the way the show works. So I don't know if it's a format thing.
But she could have...
Even Giannina and Damon.
Damien
explained them at that moment.
Not right then. It was too fresh. Usually that happens after.
Well,
someone
usually
comforts
it was
them.
Like 10 minutes later. Yeah, they go off and then they came back. Oh, she tore the thing off. Oh, God, she tore off her dress.
Still the best
this
post-altar talk ever.
This rivaled the dramatic of that almost.
So mom is losing it. She's telling her, and I went, give her an Oscar.
So Bartiz says, and like,
this was incomprehensible to
and
me.
And like Nancy said earlier, she's like, these are stupid reasons. He said, what we've gone through in the real world for me to say yes has been too much. It's too much.
Well, he's still getting over that abortion he had.
He is getting over that abortion he had.
Day by day, it's better.
Day by day, it's better. Day by day. And so that was the only excuse we heard him give.
The ex obviously is involved in two of her houses.
I wish he just would say,
I'm not
love
that into
isn't
you.
Blind. I'm not into you. Because we have Steve, the brother, is over there fucking having a meltdown going, I told you I was right. I didn't want to be right. I didn't want to be right, Mama. I didn't want to be right, Mama. And I thought that she was just going to slap him in the middle.
That would have been silencio. That would have been amazing.
Somebody's watched Joan Crawford in a Betty Davis movie.
Calm down, Queen.
I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right.
But what was interesting for me is there was no sense of, please let me tell you why I said no. He was just like, I'm going to tell you why.
I'm going to tell you why.
And I'm going to tell you basically, not really that, not the mistakes you made, but this is how it was. This is why I said I do not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's for you. You don't earn that right now, especially in the way you're doing it. You don't feel vulnerable. You don't even seem sad.
It's interesting from the way this happened and also with Zenob.
Mm-hmm.
SK's reason for not marrying Raven was because...
That I could buy.
No, no, no. Well, I was going to say he loved her.
Yeah.
He loved her, but he just felt like they weren't there yet.
Wrong time.
It's very clear to me, and some people are going to probably come for me for this, but I stand by this. Not this part. You're all going to come for me this. It's very clear that Bartice and Zenob did not love the people they were with.
I agree with you.
I do not think either of them loved, because when they wrote, they said they made it all about themselves.
Yep.
When they ended those relationships.
Yep.
There wasn't anything of, I love you, I've spent all this time with you, and it's just kind of the reason SK gave. Even like Damien and Giannina, he even though he had turned out to be a jerk, but he gave her that, he very much seemed to love her, but he just knew it wasn't a right time for them to get married. I have to say, really, this family is good. When the brother is like, the brother's over there, he's full on, Steve, the brother's crying out, and then the mom looks at him.
This is basically the entire family. This is the whole population of Dog Patch USA here. I think that's a really obscure reference. No one's going to know.
I don't know what Dog Patch USA is. It's late and you're drinking, you're getting obscure.
It's that musical. It's based on a comic strip.
Wow, you're really taking them.
Lil Abner. Dog Patch USA.
Y'all, did you ever think on Reality Gaze you were going to get a Lil Abner reference? Jesus. You are older than me.
It's actually a kind of recent musical, but I just know.
It's a musical, yeah. So I'll give you that. Wow. Little Abner.
Yeah. That was prickly.
What year did that come out?
God knows. 70s or 80s.
It was, y'all, this is what happens when we do
Prickly late, Pete and Sweet Sue.
We do late shows and the defenses are down, y'all.
I'll be talking about promises in about 10 minutes.
No, stop.
Subways are for sleeping.
So he's, but the mom looks at him and says, I understand your pain. She's my only daughter. Do you not think I'm broke? Do you not think I'm broke? But I can't be broken. Because why?
I have to be strong for her.
I would like to use some of her dialogue as a monologue.
And now for my monologue,
I will do Nancy's mother.
Addie's final monologue from Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, season 3, episode 10, scene 2.
Scene 2. It was.
And
the Rodriguez's, y'all, I'd watch.
They kind of go off onto the stairs, and she said,
well, that's before the mom, they go up the stairs because mom comes up again.
Right.
And she's saying, she looks at Bartice and says, you're not, with tears in her eyes, I mean, just put in the telenovela music right here or something, saying, this young man is not ready for you. He's not ready for who you are. You're too much for him. And Nancy's face as she's staring at her mother, like she doesn't want her mother to talk to her right now, but I feel like she doesn't want her mother to talk because she knows if she takes in what she's actually saying,
she'll go to pieces,
right?
Yeah.
That's what I got too.
Also, there was a moment where Nancy said, don't hug me. And that tore me up because she knows if someone hugs her, she's not going to be able to steal her resolve.
No. And then the family just starts gathering around mom. And now the brother's there. The other brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All of Dog Patch USA is there.
It's finally Bartice's mother.
Yeah.
With her terrible eyebrows.
I know.
Kind of breaks up.
And his family's there.
Yeah. And then they, his dad comes up and then they go on the staircase. Sorry.
So
I just wanted.
This is interesting.
I'm going to say this. Hold on. I have to say this. If some of you are like, I'm just going to listen to my gaze and not watch this episode.
Oh, you have to watch this.
Stop it right now. If you don't subscribe to Netflix, fucking pay the $8 or $20 or however much. Watch this goddamn episode, y'all. Because it is Kiss TV. I can't wait to talk about this with Mary Payne.
But he did say, I don't owe you guys anything to her family.
He did say that. What do you think about that?
He keeps saying, this is between you, her, and I. And I don't think that's true. Because they make a huge deal about involving the parents. Then if he's going to say,
Did you notice his sister wasn't there?
Yes. But, his sister was at the wedding.
Oh, I didn't see her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if he even said for reasonings, there's just too much with our families.
That's what
if it
saying.
Wasn't about the family getting involved, you don't have a right that, to say it's just you two.
That was your reason for not marrying her, was the family involvement. So I agree.
This
feel like
fucking guy.
He's just, again, he's just giving, as Nancy said at the end, bullshit, stupid excuses because he's just not into her.
She said, I did not think you were going to say no. And then she asks him rightly and says, why did you just send me a shot and say, let's do the thing?
She said, you gaslighted me.
Which is true.
Which is true.
In thinking about it just now, I just don't know why he would send her a shot and say, let's do it. I don't know.
I know you want to maybe send her something, but like send a car that just talks about, I love you.
So great.
You meant so
walking
much
through
to
this
me.
Germany journey with you.
Yeah. Use those type of words. Because I get it. You've got to stand up there and get married for the show. That's literally probably in their contract.
I don't know. I don't think he was serious. I think this was just a way to get on television for him.
Oh.
And for 100%. Her. I think this, number one, I think it's going to help her grow her business, definitely, and she saw that as a plus. If I was really cynical, I might even say, was she only doing this for some type of social media following? But I think she did really fall in love with him.
I think so, too. I don't think that, because Poodle, who do you love the most on this show this season?
Alexa and Brennan.
What person, just one person, do you love the most?
Brennan.
Brennan?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do you love Nancy now, though?
You know, it's weird. I could not read her the whole time.
Oh, really? I love her.
I do love her.
I
think Brennan's probably my second favorite, though. Probably tied.
Brennan's pretty darn great.
Yeah.
I think... Now that I'm thinking and kind of processing this, y'all, in real time.
I did love Raven.
You know
for
what?
For a lot of reasons,
too.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Raven, too. I really think she was... Do you remember what she kept saying? She kept saying, reminded me a lot of me when something upset happened to me. I'm trying not to do this now. But when something happens to me that's bad, people are like, are you okay? And
you'll push it away.
I'll say, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine. She kept saying that. So I think you're dead on, because I would handle this very similar. I would put up this front to not let you see a crack in me.
Yeah.
And to make sure I'm... And I think that's what mostly we saw.
I think it would be different... in the next day for her, if they interviewed
her.
For
sure.
And she's up there and she's like, am I sad? Yes. He even says, I was like, no, yes, no, yes, the whole time.
No, but
I don't believe that.
No, he knew.
I don't remember him. You nailed it. He was losing it when she sent him that care package because he knew she was going to.
I did say that.
Yeah.
I forgot what I said.
That's what I'm here to tell you. I also like that I said, see, she looks like Sarah Bareilles there. And she's like, she does look like Sarah Bareilles. And I
Colleen.
Said, no, you told me I was a liar. She looks nothing like
I
Sarah Bareilles.
I don't remember that. She looks totally like, Colleen looks totally like Sarah Bareilles.
You told me.
I don't remember.
I did not know what
Gary
I was talking about.
That audio.
So one day I'm going to find it and Gary will roll that audio.
We will have a Gary. And so Nancy though said, for me to understand what you said, it doesn't make sense. And she said, because it means nothing. She said, I was ready to marry who you are. You weren't ready. And he was trying to do this thing of, well, maybe we can work through things. And Nancy's like, nope.
He was, you know what was interesting? That is such a fuckboy move.
Well, that is what I realized. That's what I think Bartiz triggers a lot of us, is he just doesn't want to own up and say what
no.
he feels. He doesn't want to be the fucking bad guy. And so many
yeah.
of my girlfriends have to, gay men too. There's so many men that don't do this, and it's just fucking infuriating.
He doesn't want to be the bad guy because to at this moment, he thinks that all he has to do is say, let's just try again, and that will make her go, okay, let's do that. And she said, nope, I want to rip this bracelet off. It means nothing. We're
done.
I love that. I hate those fucking bracelets. And Bartiz says, this is the right decision for me. And Nancy says, I wanted to believe that I took a risk to love him and then he would love me back, but that wasn't the case.
That was not the case.
Ugh.
I'm this way too, y'all. And good on her. I don't think there's backtracking for something like this. This is very black and white. He said no. We're done.
Because
the way he said no, if he said did something like SK, which it's rumored, y'all, we don't know. Somebody says
that they're living together.
SK and Raven are living together.
Because they say he's done with school.
So because she.
This was filmed in 2020, I believe.
Yeah. Like she said, and you already said this, but there's, and this goes for anybody, y'all. There is no point to love someone who doesn't love you. There's no point. Yep.
You're not going to change them.
You're not. She looked beautiful standing there, her makeup and her hair. I didn't love all the dresses, but I will say the makeup and hair on the brides, they all looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It wasn't one I disliked.
Her dress didn't fit her well.
No, it didn't.
That was the problem.
Didn't like, we didn't like the dress, the proportions.
This is so much better than the wedding venues in season two.
It was kind of good for them. Just they picked two wedding venues. It looked like, or they picked the same place.
I think they picked the same wedding venue.
No, well, Matt and Colleen got married at the same place as Nancy and Bartiz, but I think
I'm saying the same wedding area that had two separate venues.
Yeah, it paid off because they could put more money into all these because there was fucking flowers everywhere. It looked beautiful,
right? Because it was the same groom's room with his red with a pool table. Because men play pool, y'all, and the bride's room. There's like flowers and sewing machines because that's what women do.
I love a sewing machine on my bridal day. Love it.
Just a spinning wheel.
Yeah.
gotta spin some thing for the babies.
Okay, are we recording? Okay, we're recording. Yes. Just making sure we're recording.
So one day, you guys, maybe Bartiz will get over that abortion. And who knows? Maybe one day he will be able to come back and judge other women.
Maybe.
For their choices.
Let's hope so.
I never want to see him again.
He's living in the right state.
He's here?
No, he lives in Texas.
Oh. I thought you were going to say he'd moved here. No. I was like, no.
We'll know that when this podcast airs, this is airing on a Monday. So when this airs, it'll be after a lot of elections. So who knows?
No, this airs on Wednesday.
I know, after Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah. Election day.
It's okay. My head's still spinning too. Let's talk about something that maybe this will ground us because this is kind of what we expected.
Yeah.
For once, we were right about one couple.
What was interesting is they did not give us a fake out like they did with Cameron and
Lauren. Yeah, they did that.
They did not give us that. I don't think they even bothered to kind of quote unquote produce something. I think they just said, let's let these two have their moment. This is sweet.
Possibly, you know. I could argue that they said, let's lean into the sweetness of this moment because in the next couple, we're going to destroy them. because you know what? Zenob and Cole, that to me was Daenerys Targaryen burning the Red Keep.
This was a revenge ceremony. So let's be clear.
It was. So I would argue and say that I think it is produced that they really leaned into this Alexa and Brennan love thing
because
it was a bait and switch. Because you and I were googly about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all, because they never said any, they both said in the first 5 minutes, I have zero doubts. I finally found someone to share my life. Someone to be with every night.
You know what? I should have sung the higher harmony because that was the lower harmony.
I didn't.
You
care.
Sang the high. No, I'm giving it to note to myself.
And you sounded fine.
And then you changed the key a little.
Take it up and do the melody. Start at the.
And what I finally found someone to share my life.
You can't sing it. Oh wait, it is a harmony with Bryan
Adams.
I thought it was two women.
No,
found someone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Barbra Streisand thing.
Yeah.
And whatever I do.
No, I'm saying you sang the upper harmony, and I should have sang the melody. Normally people sing the melody.
I'm bored now. I don't know what we're talking about.
Me too. Me too.
Wow. why is my iPhone watch trying to play Black Velvet?
Is there a lesbian around?
Is there? Okay, Alexa. So there, he like says.
What? What?
Well, I think something's playing. Is my phone playing?
I don't know.
It did. It turned on the music on my phone.
You know why? Because
said
Alexa. Oh, my
God. It was playing Barbara Streisand's The Windmills of Your Mind.
Oh, I love that song.
I don't know it.
Ooh, it's Henry Mancini.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Boy,
delicious.
That's because who knew
not,
my...
Not Henry Mancini. It's Marcel... I'm fucking this up. Who wrote Windmills of Your Mind?
God, we just took the show away. There's people are screaming, saying, I don't care. Talk about Love is Blind.
It's the one who did the the music for Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
I love that movie. Okay, so while you're looking it up, I'm gonna keep on. So Brennan's saying she's a great human.
Yeah.
She's going to be a great mom. Alexa's saying, I'm ready to marry this guy. She even says, I'm excited.
Michelle LeGrand. That was what it was. And the Melissa
waiting.
Errico album is called A Grand LeGrand Affair.
You know what? There was millions of people who were
That's
waiting
a
on
great
Baby
album if you want. Melissa Errico's album. It's all Michelle LeGrand music. Lots of stuff from Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Le parapluie de Cherbourg.
Nuh-uh. You can't do this. You got to focus. I'm going to take your drink away. No, 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 no. I wish I had a button to turn you off.
And they meet each other at the gas station. And he works at a gas station and she's there. And it's
and
a completely sung through film and it's wonderful.
And they all die. Okay.
They don't all die.
And so Alexa says, I'm excited. No cold feet. And she's like, I don't even think he'll get cold feet. I mean, y'all, there's no reason to really go through all this. It's basically just... It's not my favorite, but I liked her dress a lot.
I liked the details were nice. I want to say also
the
they had a string
a
quartet to play Paco Belcanin, which was nice.
It was very nice. Rhonda comes down and she's like, "Are you asking? Is your heart in the same place, Brennan? You just love so hard, Brennan. I worry you love so hard and that you're going.
You only get one.
You only get one, Brennan.
Because God don't like divorce.
No, we the Lemus do it once, and so."
Brandon, are you sure you want to marry a Jew? She didn't say that, but it feels like it.
Feels like it. speaking of, holy
he looks good.
Shit, her dad looked good. Mm-hmm. Her dad looks so fucking hot.
I also forgot how young her stepmom is.
Yeah, I didn't notice her. Funny, I didn't see her at all. Was she there? I just noticed the hot husband,
No, I'm talking about, you know, she was very young. She was one of her bridesmaids.
I did think it was one of her friends. Yeah, she looked really young. Her dad looks really hot.
Y'all, both of them say yes.
Can we talk about Brennan's vows? Those were beautiful.
The birds were chirping. The sun came up.
Bees do it. That's why organized fleas do it.
Thank you, Louie. Thank you, Satchmo.
Let's fall in love.
Or they say... That's not bad. That's one of your better impressions. This is how you know most of your impressions are terrible. Because I will tell you when they're good. I promise you. I will tell you when an impression is good.
Well, thank you.
When it's bad, I won't say anything.
You tickle me sometimes, Poodle. And Alexa's vows were very just.
That's
like,
very
like I love you,
like I love
we're
you,
so great
and
together.
Like
how hot we are.
Like I'm gonna be fine with you for the rest of my life. Like.
What I like about them, if he met her in the real world, he would think that she was vapid and shallow,
yep.
And she would think that he was a country bumpkin.
Yep. That's true.
And they both really got to know one another on a deeper level.
They're a success story. They're a success story of this show.
I will be shocked if they do not make it. Like
me too.
I feel like they're, as Poodle says, it's pretty hard to be married just even 5 years.
Yeah.
But I feel like they got a good 10 years in them.
I think
they'll have kids.
She will have to become a little more flexible about what she wants to do and what she wants. I think he will have to become easier to kind of be a little kind of more sarcastic and prickly sometimes. He'll have to learn that a little bit because that's gonna, it's kind of like a love language for her.
Yeah. I don't think, though, that they're both going to be really good parents. And I think, though, they will. I have some friends that they love their partner even more when they see what a good parent they are.
Yeah.
I think that'll help. But I agree.
I'm happy for them. I'm so happy. I thought they weren't the next Lauren and Cameron, but they're the closest thing we've had since.
In three seasons.
Yeah.
Y'all, because last year we just had Natalie and Dan. What was his? No, Danielle and Nick.
Nick. Sweaty.
That was the
sweaty spaghetti.
When we thought this is going to be lovely, and then we saw him fucking drenched at that wedding, we went, this feels gross.
This feels wrong.
They're divorced now.
And so is Iyana and Jarrett.
It's two for two now. Wait, right? Two couples got married?
Yeah.
Wait, who the first?
Two couples got married and two are divorced.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
And two from the first season got married.
Two for the, so that seems though every season two people get married out of the five.
Yeah. Maybe that's contractual and they all draw lots. Oh. To see who gets married.
I don't think Cole drew this lot.
No. Okay.
I don't think he drew this. Let's talk about
Cinnamon
Cole.
We both had very strong feelings about this.
And I think y'all are going to have strong feelings at home. Please come at us because I think some of you are going to disagree with us. I mean,
I think it's okay to come at us, but I want to know, I'm really trying to understand the motivation behind this airing of Dirty Laundry in a public setting with everyone. I don't know why that matters.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even need to talk about all their talk before it because honestly, yeah. It feels, in Zenim's part, honestly, it feels like all bullshit to me.
Yeah.
And I just, hurt people, and people that are in love and hurt can really lash out. But this was premeditated.
I think it was. Even though she said she wouldn't know.
That's bullshit.
I think that's garbage.
That's garbage. That's garbage.
She has been holding this back
and
was waiting for it.
She's been holding on to this for, I think, a good week.
That's why I say, y'all, this was a revenge ceremony for her.
It was. I just stand by. This is not how you treat someone you love.
Yeah. This was settling scores. And
it was being right. Zenob likes to be
regardless
right.
Regardless of what you think about how these are, how much these weddings are like real life weddings, the show takes that point of view.
Yeah.
And I want to hear what the Lachey's ask her.
Oh, this they're the reason why I'm ready for this reunion.
Because what she did was completely change how these weddings were done. I would ask Zenob, is if you were getting married for real, and if you had gotten married, would you have done this if you wouldn't have been on the show? Would you have done this with all of your family and friends, with all of his family
That's
and friends?
That's a good question.
Would you have done this if this was not on the show?
Yeah, I just...
If it wasn't going to be broadcast on television.
Either... Y'all, look, we are two men, so obviously, and yeah, Cole's pretty and all that, but besides that, like, Jake and I really, we really like to, like, as you said before, like, straight men are all terrible. Like,
yeah,
he
was really shitty
like,
this season.
I want to side with the woman on it. Like, that's my instinct. But with this, yeah, he was shitty. And, like, he did call her, like, bipolar. And, like, at first I thought
it was awful.
And then later, second episode when he said that, I just said it to say it. And I was like, that's horrible.
And did he need to be called out like this?
And did I think, I really went in on him. I thought I definitely think he was flirting with Colleen at that pool party.
But I want to say, did he deserve to be called out in a wedding situation? No, because that's not what the wedding is for.
It's not what a wedding is for. And also,
they made a sham of all the other weddings, honestly.
Yeah, it did take away from the weddings after, and it definitely took away from Matt and Colleen to me.
Yeah. One other thing I want to say about it is, she could have written him. Remember that thing where she says, if I tell you I'm not going to say yes, I'll give you a head up and I want you to do the same thing for me. That was bullshit.
Yeah, unless she contractually had to be there, I think the best thing she would have done is not shown up and have one of her bridesmaid bring him a note.
Or said, I'm sorry, I do not. Walked away and then in the moment, said, I'm sorry, I won't be treated like this.
It's just, but also too, I honestly want to question the validity of where she was coming from. I don't think everything she said was true. Mm-hmm. That's actually what I had the biggest problem with. If he did all those things to you, and like, I brought this up before we started the show, with Deep D.
Yeah.
Last season.
Yeah. Let's use that as an analog.
Deep
and Shake.
D and Shake. Deep D really took the high road in that road.
Yeah.
And she said, I choose me. Again, she did make it about their relationship. She said, I'm not choosing you. I'm choosing me. And she also, look, anybody who gets turned down at the altar is going to feel shamed anyway.
Right.
They're going to feel bad. So you know that already. But yet, it would almost have made sense for her to say to him, look, you're arrogant, you're shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And if she said all that, I probably would have said, yes, you tell. I wouldn't have minded as much. But the thing is, I went, that response that Zenob gave to him doesn't equal what he gave her.
Well, it was a list of grievances.
It was a list of grievances, but it goes back to, I think I said this several episodes ago. She has no business being on the show. She has no business getting married. And I wrote, and I said, she even said, what really, even at the end when she said, or in her vows, she took no responsibility for
She didn't.
Their, she acts like she doesn't get it. She said at the end, like when he said, I need to be sweet to him. And I went, because you're being a horrible nag to him and talking down and emasculating him constantly.
Yeah.
We all see it. And the fact that this person can say they're such a fucking Christian and say this, I want to, literally, she's the one that said, I want to start this ceremony with a prayer.
Right.
And then
before I eviscerate you,
I just want to ask her, is that what Christ would have done?
I want to go even further.
Hypocrite.
I want to go even further. I'm going to pull back on yours and say, even if he did all these things and she did, even if she was right, this was not the place. This was in
an effort.
It wasn't
the place.
This was in an effort to humiliate him and for her to win and for some way to make a stance. I think in her brain, I think this was that this is going to be shown on television and people shouldn't see this. She becomes some type of hero.
But she wants to be a hero and a martyr.
And
she does. She wants to position like I took kind of the way a lot of people were for like Deep D, like, good for you. You did. And I went, I don't think Cole is this horrible guy. He's not this. I think he's young and naive. And do I think he said terrible things to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you said terrible things to him.
And
you
I think,
treated him really badly, too.
But where she said, it's not like Deep T said to Shake, where it was... She, if Deep T said, you have disrespected me, you have blah, 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 and I would have been like, Shake kind of joked about Deep T behind her back to all the other men. He was horrible now, about being her auntie.
Now,
being his auntie.
We found out a lot of shit about Shake, about Shane from last season that we did not see on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to preface that maybe Cole has played us, and he's way more of a monster off camera than we've seen.
I still say, regardless, why would you do that at your wedding ceremony in front of your mother,
honestly,
in front of all your friends?
I think, though, if now that we know what we know, Natalie of Natalie Shane could have done that. He was terrible. That's where I'm going back to. This is a failure in editing.
Yeah.
Because this, her response doesn't add up to what we've seen.
Oh, I think we've seen. I think we've seen it throughout.
She just took it way deeper.
I think this was premeditated.
Because man, this woman is broken, y'all. She has no business being with someone until she heals herself.
I just don't understand. None of the y'all. I can't say this enough, and we've talked about this before. The impulse to get even and for revenge and something like this will never make you feel better. I promise you.
It won't.
It will never heal you.
The Marmy says it will.
It will never heal you.
I know it won't.
It won't help others either.
There's also a difference of standing up for yourself and then just, like you,
know,
you said, the venom.
I figured this out. You know why? She knew it all ahead of time. Her friends applauded.
Yeah,
that's true. In that bride's room, she already went through her script.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why all the stuff she said before was bullshit.
And it just made me think, this is a sham for you. And what you did, in the words of Lauren and Alexi, you diminished our relationship.
Yeah.
By what you did with your wedding today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cole's
friend said, I don't think he deserved that. Do I think Cole's the best guy in the world? No, I think.
I don't think anyone deserves that.
But I just think that was really, it makes me not mad at her. It makes me sad for her.
It was a cheap shot. It was a cheap shot. Yeah. And that makes, it made her seem really small, even though she was trying to appear magnanimous.
When she said, the way you've made me feel, when she said, you've shattered my self-confidence, and I hate that you had that effect on me. And I said, honey, or I said to myself, rule 101 of emotions, y'all.
We've said this 1,000 times.
People don't control your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You control, I don't care who the fuck you are, you control your emotions.
Listen again to that.
You control your own emotions. If what, I can't remember his name right now, but if the guy who wrote Man's Search of Meaning.
Viktor Frankl.
If Viktor Frankl can say Nazis can't take away his happiness when he's in a fucking concentration camp.
You can control your emotions.
You can control your boyfriend saying that you're a 9 out of 10.
You can't control him saying it.
You can control
how
your
emotions respond.
You can only control your, and I will say, this is a person who I think she is scary because she, her reactions, emotional reactions are out of control.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that she feels like I'm going to be fucked up for the rest of my life. So now when Cole said that line, when he said, he basically said, he was crying and he said, basically, she had me fooled big time. I thought she was loyal. I thought she was respectful. I'm not saying that Cole was those things. He said, but she really, she never showed this side to him. She was all this kind of passive aggressive nag to him. She was never like this aggressive, venomous person. It's going to fuck him over for the rest of his life.
Yeah. And I think it's going to do the same for her.
For her too.
Because that anger's not going to go away.
Nope.
It might feel good today, but she's going to still have it.
And it's going to be so much of just, it's just, she just tied with her parents and whatever relationship. So, ooh, I'm glad they're not together. We didn't want them to be together by any means. That was so.
But I just think this was the worst way to go about it. And the way that.
I mean, it was riveting television. It was riveting.
Hurt the most people.
Yeah. Like, yes. It again, that, it reminded me.
It wasn't necessary.
It reminded me literally of like when I watched the end of Game of Thrones and I went, this is just not necessary. Like, what, you're just burning everything that anybody holds dear. So that way everyone is burning with you.
Yeah. I just, I keep putting in my brain, and I think it's just because I joke about a lot of things, but revenge. It's something that seems, but to me, it's just putting out more negativity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would do that. And I guess someone will come back and say, she did it to show everybody else. I'm like, so that makes it okay? To take someone down at their altar, at an altar and in front of everyone just to settle a score? I didn't get it.
And to have none of your own responsibility on how shitty you were to someone.
And the other thing is, she...
Because they were shitty to each other.
Because she was up there and saying that, he couldn't really say anything.
Yeah.
So she silenced him to a degree. Anyway, let's move on to something infinitely more uplifting.
Yeah. But...
like I said on the... what we said... If anyone's in the Dallas area and has like a spare room, we'll try to get Colleen in touch with you.
I might tell Colleen to come up see my mama in Denton. I'll be like, mama, someone's going to stay with you.
When Matt
breaks up with her for the 17th time.
Or gets scary from drinking.
Just says, oh, you're cheating on me again. It's happening again.
You play me again. Pew, 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 pew.
Play me.
Boy. Y'all, they said I do.
When I said I do.
I don't know what else to say about this. Here's what I believe. If he could get some therapy for his issues, I wrote down, oh my God, it's a shame that Colleen did cheat on him and had that baby with the other guy. Because
he replaced her.
It really does feel that way.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point.
If Colleen had just not cheated on him in high school.
Like, I'm surprised he didn't call her
after
the first
one's other guy.
Name.
Yeah.
He literally is vibrating outside of his body. He is so uncomfortable. He's the whole time going, fuck, 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 fuck. Man in many words, y'all. Just fuck over and over and over. Why do you think that? And because... I think he was going to say, if he would have been first, he would have said, I don't.
I totally agree with you.
And as soon as she said, I do, he went, someone loves me. I can't say no to this.
I think he was right on the edge, and then he gave into the fantasy.
I think he wanted to. I think he probably wanted, but he couldn't. He was right on the, and he just couldn't do it.
And I think she said, I do. Because in the same way, somebody loves me. I think she was made to feel inadequate her whole life. You can kind of feel that with the family.
She's a
ballet dancer. Yeah,
she's been made to feel bad about herself.
She definitely has body issues because find a ballet dancer and you'll find body issues.
She has. So I think she's a better actor than we think because I think all this lead up today of her was just a put on.
Yeah, I agree.
She was saying. I don't know.
I think she loves him.
I knew she was going to say yes to this. I didn't want her to. I knew she was going to. I feel like you said the same thing. there was like, was it after the first fight or the second fight where she said something like, we just work through this and I tell him you can't give up on us.
Yeah.
And we, it was after the first
one. Was the second time he packed his suitcases. Say,
when she said, when she said that and she's like, when he didn't you remember, can't give up on this.
When he didn't remember that she told him.
He was drunk, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That he faced.
No, what,
after
what,
that, I went, oh, she's going to say yes.
What I thought think could happen is, maybe she has a friend because this could not come from her because she even says things like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. And if she has a friend who, let's say they have some of a fight where he screams at her, God forbid, does anything physical towards her. But if he's been drinking and they could maybe say, you guys, he needs to, number one, if this happens every time he drinks alcohol, we need to have a talk about this, and that'll be a long talk where you might have threatened to leave him. And then, so first, talk to him about that. Then get into couples therapy, work on some kind of anger management issues and issues. He just needs to, he has not processed being betrayed.
Even when he talked about it with his groomsmen the day of the wedding.
That's right.
It was still like it was just there. You're right. It was like he was marrying that woman again.
Seriously, that's what it felt like. That's why he was saying, oh, shit, I can't believe I'm doing this.
It was, I think it was, as you're saying that, I think it was partly because he didn't know, but also I think it was a PTSD response.
Yes,
it was coming back into his body.
The weirdest thing about this guy
is, he's not a bad guy. I will say, I feel like if he worked on his shit and got anger management, he could be a good husband.
He scares me because I think it would take so much work, and this is the kind of guy who will tell you what you want to hear. He also passes really easily as a good time guy in society.
He's very insecure.
And he's good looking. And he passes. He's insecure, but he's the good time at the party. He's the fun guy. He's the loud talker. He's the one who seems like he's had the most full of himself. But that's all a facade. And this guy is, in a way, he scares me more than anybody because he can fool people. And he's a professional actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
If the deal is you realize they're getting married and you don't feel like he trusts her or he trusts anyone.
I think if they
if
they got over, if he could process his betrayal and it didn't become about, you played me, that he was the one who was wrong. If he could transfer that to, you know, it's unfortunate that that happened to me and it wasn't that I was unacceptable and unlovable. It was these things happen, and this was done to me, but I am not determined. My identity is not determined by this event.
Yeah.
And then, because he still thinks, he keeps referring, I'm not going to get played, because for him, that both emasculates him and makes him feel stupid.
Yeah.
And he becomes the cuckold.
Mm-hmm.
And he... It would take, if he can get over that, they might have a chance. But y'all, this is not good.
I think, and I wanted him to work on before this, but I think it would probably help whenever they had a child together.
Mm-hmm. He'll
feel, not that they need to do that anytime soon. They need to work on their shit before. Not that a baby's going to make it better. It's not going to make it better. I think Matt needs security. He has no security.
That's really true.
He just needs that. And he's going to need constant validation.
The kid might actually ground him
in a way. I think he'd be a good... I think that, like, he's... But all the ingredients are there, but he's got to do a lot of work in therapy.
Let me just say, there needs to be...
He's a good actor. I just want to say this. You said he's a good actor, but he's acting to himself.
Yep.
I don't even think he's certain of who himself is.
You're right. It's politics of being a white straight man, you guys.
He's his own private dancer.
Yeah. A dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I also know that I need to process something because Matt is a, I see Matt's crazy eyes and like kind of drunken face. And I'm like, God, he would in a bar, I would want to take him home the most.
I know you would.
So y'all, if you're like into Matt, know that you're broken like me. And that's okay because we're all broken.
You know what?
And we're all born broken. Wow. We kind of all are.
I think out of all the men from Love is Blind, you and I would not have picked Brennan in real
Absolutely
life.
Not. We Absolutely
would have,
not.
We would have fucked that up.
In different... I wouldn't have picked SK too because he would have bored the shit out of me. But I... Out of all the other three men in different parts of my life, I would have chosen them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Brennan.
Actually, I don't know if I ever actually would have chose. I think Cole's really hot, but that energy, I don't know if I ever. But I would have chosen Bartiz. I would have chosen Matt. Maybe SK. But you know what? No, not SK, y'all. In another part of my life, I would have chosen Andrew.
Oh, yes, you would have.
Hey, we're being honest here, y'all. We have bad taste in men.
You were a simp that way for that. They did a little epilogue, y'all.
Yeah, at least you weren't going to find me out in a cage somewhere in Vegas.
Ooh.
In the desert with just raw meat. That was a fun weekend. To feed me, yeah.
Hey, they let me out. Just took a couple of hours. So,
I'm exhausted.
Me too. So, SK...
Oh, epilogue.
I still think a lot of this reasoning is bullshit. I still think he wanted to do the show to get his mother off his back.
Well, if they're together,
yeah,
then he's proving you wrong.
I agree.
Again, what is great is out of anyone, Raven is the one who said, "I'm taking it hard, but I loved him. I loved his mom. I loved his family."
I think she comes off, in my opinion, as kind of the moral winner of this. If she was wronged.
I feel like really super tied with Nancy, but I never thought.
You're right.
Never thought I would say that. I never, ever thought I would say that. Because I would say, I think more than anyone, the experiment worked the most for her.
Agreed. I can't believe we're saying that because I was saying that Raven was breaking the experiment. She was kind of like Daenerys Targaryen was breaking
the
wheel.
You said she wasn't made for it. And I said, well, maybe this is part of, it's a different type of couple.
Yeah.
It's convinced me. I think it just shows this type of experiment does work for the people that are the romantics and the realists.
So maybe this would be perfect for me.
Maybe it would
no,
be.
No, let's be honest. I would walk in and they would look like...
You would be like Bartiz the whole time. Be like, it's not you, it's your mom. It's not that I'm not attracted to you at all. It's your mom.
It's, you know, we have very different views on abortion. And the abortion that I had still bothers me.
Still bothers me.
Yeah. So Bartiz says, "I'm still in love. I never felt out of love with her. I call bullshit on that."
Oh, bullshit. I wish you would just say I never
was
in love with her.
And then he says, "But the friends, family, and the whole world thing was what got in the way." Boy, isn't that convenient? I don't know. What did her friends do?
Again, there must be something we missed in the editing, but I don't know.
And was it just the one thing about her... Her having
I think
her views
friends,
on abortion?
You know what I think bothered him most? Not the abortion, is that she fucking works with her ex-boyfriend.
I could see that.
I think that bothers him. Remember how he...
Well, what he went to Andrew.
Andrew and like pissed all over to like a dog saying, "Hey, this is my..."
So he's the insecure, jealous type.
For sure. Now, that's where Nancy said, I think his reasons were stupid.
We're done.
She's like, "For me, love was blind, but the person I love said no." She's like, "And I have a heart of gold." And she says, "He's made the biggest mistake of his life." And she walks off with one of those fucking goblets.
Good for
her. "I'm bringing the goblet, bitches."
I think she is kind of the winner.
When she said, "No, sir, we're done."
Cole says, "Loneliness is crippling. We're all looking for someone. And it's going to take me a long time to get over this."
And that's where Zenob says the whole thing.
Weirdly, I think she made this whole thing has made him a better person. He will come out on the other side of this a better person.
I think it's going to make him in his head, but I also think the problem with Cole is that he's young and naive.
Yes.
I don't mean that as an excuse. I mean that we all were young and naive and said shit.
He grew up in religion too, which makes you even more naive.
And also religion, also sometimes you grow up in areas that you have this ridiculous, like it's okay to be honest because it's led through God, but right. Honesty that hurts people.
Yo, there were so many Father Ouija's prayers in that wedding. I was done with it. Father,
God's
we just want to come
but
to
you. Know, I'm Catholic and I like a good wedding, but even that
we even said that God was to blame.
God was to blame for if they got married.
Thanks, God.
And so
you're to blame for Zenob and Cole.
It was the thing when she said that. He told me wanted someone sweet and that I don't do sweet things for him. And I went, no, that's not what he meant at all.
Yeah.
You talked to him. And then also she threw it, which I can understand this. And there's could be truth to this. She said, but I don't think this was a true reason. I think it's bullshit when she said, and to not be accepted by his family. Do I think potentially his family maybe was having a little bit of racism? We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But that was something that was brought up on the show.
I could see it.
It's very logical. But I will say, I think that was just icing on the cake. I really think it was, like we said, she just wanted to revenge and shame him.
I think it's going to be really easy to think of Zenob as a symbol for, as almost a cudgel to kind of beat down irresponsible childlike men.
I think what she wants to be.
I think that is going to be, for a lot of people, that's an easy thing.
Cole is not shame.
I agree. I want everyone to think of seeing her, though, as a person who is extremely wounded instead of a symbol or instead of some type of female superhero.
What if we don't look at Cole and Zenob as a binary?
Exactly.
He's right, she's wrong. Like I've said, they both treated each other terribly at times.
And they both could have had some, especially her, she could have had some grace at this wedding.
And self-reflection of change. I think you're right. I think he's changed from this experiment. I think she's doubled down on who she was before.
Yeah. I think this couple has divided an audience.
Oh.
Unlike anything
exactly
we've ever seen.
I'm sure some of you are probably going to screaming at us right now. Yeah,
sorry, you guys. It's okay to feel that, to feel how you're feeling. It's okay that we feel that way.
Because we all are coming in it with our own stuff. So,
but I really would encourage you, don't see these people as symbols of what they represent. See them as well-rounded people, which they are.
Yeah.
And think about people, what people do to other people.
Yeah.
So, and then the last little bit is because Alexa, of course, like in Brendan, we think Chloe's live, blah, blah, blah.
They're great. Colleen and Matt, they're great. He dips her. She danced all over the
floor.
Licks
his face.
Oh, we didn't say this. Colleen had the most beautiful dress by far.
Oh, I agree.
I liked Raven's a lot, but Colleen looked fucking
It was
gorgeous.
Raven and Colleen for me.
That dress, all the other dresses had all the lace in it all the way down there, and I love that she just had it at the top, and then she had that
Zenos was a good fit, probably fit her body the most.
Her body looked amazing.
But it was such a kind of a basic pattern.
Colleen was the winner for me. That was a beautiful dress. Beautiful.
I did write, if Colleen and Matt's wedding would have been the first scene of a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Where it would be called like a woman in hiding or something like that. They got married. It was like the best day. People were throwing rice. It's like, guess what, honey? We're going to get married. Let's go. I told you never to do that again.
Yeah. Ah! You know what? It ended in love. Let's end the show with love. Not a Hallmark scary
movie. I'll do what I want.
Y'all.
That's
the show. We're going to be doing, it might take us a little bit because we're getting our schedule together, Mary Payne, and I'm doing some traveling, but we're going to get that reunion to you by the end of this
week. I got to pee.
But y'all, so did it work? Did it work,
y'all? Is love blind? I'm going to go on record. Love's not blind. I'm saying it now.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to keep asking. Is love blind?
No, we've solved it.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know. I think love is blind.
Give your reasons.
That's it, y'all. That's the show. We'll see you at the reunion.
I will hit you in the face.
Bye.